There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
Real-time sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for all the playoff action, featuring over 50 TVs and large screens, plus daily food and drink specials. It's the place for the action. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
All incentives applied, plus license, title, tax, and dock fee on a courtesy car lease. 24 months for an SRX or 36 months for a 2.5-liter ATS. 10,000 miles per year and 25 cents per mile over. See dealer for details or visit wildcadillac.com. Offers good for 3 days following this message.
You hear that? All that fast talking? That's called Z-copy. Car dealers have to say it, but they don't want you to hear it. I'm Irwin Weil at Wild Cadillac in Libertyville. Here's what I want to say, and here's what I want you to hear. If you want a new Cadillac, get it for me. I'll do whatever it takes to make it worth your while.
Right now at Wild Cadillac, you can lease a 2015 SRX for $339 a month. $339 a month for a 2015 SRX.
$339 a month. That's pretty simple.
How about a 2015 ATS for $299 a month? $299 a month. That's simple, too.
Forget that fast-talking Z-copy. Forget the small print. Get your next Cadillac from me and visit wildcadillac.com. I'll make it worth your while at Wild Cadillac in Libertyville.
Wild Cadillac in Libertyville is a beautiful place in the country.
Wild Cadillac is now open Saturday for service. Visit us at wildcadillac.com.
Pontiac RV's winter open house and RV sale is January 23rd through the 25th. New 14s, 15s, and pre-owned RVs all on sale inside our huge indoor RV showroom. Pontiac RV is proud to add Winnebago Motorhomes to our new motorhome lineup with over 30 brands of RVs from Keystone, Coachman, Forest River, and Tiffin Motorhomes. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac.
Everything.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
We are Chicago's original sports talk station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Scoreboard
update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves are home at Allstate Arena this Saturday night at 7 and Sunday at 3. NFL Combine underway today, and Ryan Pace and John Fox will address the media tomorrow morning. Mike Florio this morning with Mully and Hanley, and they were talking about the Bears possibly switching to a 3-4 on defense.
If you've already got personnel for one type of defense and you're making a change, how are you going to change on the fly? It's like switching out a tire on a moving car. You don't have a lot of an opportunity to get yourself where you need to be right away. And the smart way to do it is coach the guys you have.
I've actually switched a tire on a moving car, and it didn't work out too well. You can hear that entire interview at 670thescore.com. Habarkas joins the boys in just a matter of minutes here on The Score. The Blackhawks host the Red Wings tomorrow. The Bulls are off until Friday when they play at Detroit. Mari Stoudemire is going to join the Dallas Mavericks. The NBA trade deadline is this Thursday. Jason Giambi is retiring after a 20-year career. Anthony Bosch, founder of Biogenesis, has been sentenced to 4 years in jail. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you can save a fistful of dollars. Did you know that Toyota has 6 SUVs and crossovers to choose from, no matter what the weather or whatever your style? Toyota's got you covered. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
It's a thrill here. We got Antoine Fats Domino, Spike Lee's here. We got Brad Pitt. We had a chance to say hello to him.
Hub Arkish
on the sideline. Doesn't get any better than this.
670 The Score's NFL Insider.
We sat there and predicted exactly this, that this was who this team was.
Covering the Bears for the Chicago Sun-Times.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience on the sideline who's confirmed it. Tub, thank you.
Director of football content at ChicagoFootball.com.
We got to call this like it is. It's Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler's not a winning quarterback right now.
Hub Arkish.
I've heard this wild optimism all over town today. So I shut up to pee on everybody's parade.
Hub Arkish with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
At 504 Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Oh, man, we're going to do this all summer long as well.
He is at Hub Arkish on Twitter. He's at Shy Football. He's ChicagoFootball.com. He's on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at GrossingerDeals.com. He's an Indy for the Combine that is underway. He's Hub Arkish. Hi, Hub.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
How are you doing? You having fun? You like this thing? You like this?
Know, it's kind of fun. Today is just a travel day. There's really no availability until tomorrow morning. I got a late start, so we're pulling into town now. We'll pull up to the lovely Fairfield Inn Suites, and it'll be a convention of the Pro Football Writers of America, so a lot of bad bodies, good brains, and, you know, we'll go from there.
And bad brains, too, don't forget. I mean, you don't,
true,
I
yeah.
don't assume good brain and members of bad brains. But, Hub, if when the Bears brass talks tomorrow, and the teams do this, and they have their little meetings, and it's a bigger deal because it's Pace and Fox, and we just haven't heard much from them. But per my experience, all teams are doing at these press gatherings at this moment is positioning themselves for trying to tell the world what they want the world to hear about how they might feel about their team. And that could be trying to set up a trade market, trying to send out all kinds of disinformation when it comes to the plans for the draft. How do you know what means anything when anybody's moving their mouth this time of year?
Well, first of all, you're absolutely correct. That is what is so much fun about this, is this is the beginning of the chess match, so to speak. And, you know, you hear about these teams building their draft boards and working all the scenarios of all the things that can happen. You know, in the case of the Bears with the 6 picks in front of them, it's a little easier this year because you're picking so high, at least in terms of an idea of who's going to be there and who's not. But it's great over about a 28-hour period. We're going to have a chance to talk to, I believe it's 29 of the 32 NFL head coaches and 30 GMs. There's always one or two who hold out. The list keeps changing. So it's twofold. One, I'm excited about this because I think it's going to be very hard, no matter, you know, how politically correct and how vague John Fox and Ryan Pace try to be. It's going to be very hard for us not to finally find out tomorrow what defense they're playing and to get some sense of where they're leaning on Cutler and Marshall. I don't think we can get any proclamations about those two. But I think that's going to be the focus with them. And I think we'll have some updated information, which will be a good place to go from. In terms of the answer to your question, what's great about this is that as each coach and GM comes off the podium, you then get a chance to grab these guys in the halls. Sometimes it's with a couple other guys. Sometimes it's one-on-ones. We're bumping into these guys in the hotels. I don't know if you've been to this whole Indianapolis convention complex, but it's basically a Marriott complex. I hate to give them all the free pub, but they've got all of their brands, the Fairfield Inn, the Courtyard, the Marriott. There's 4 or 5 hotels, and we're all staying in one of them, and they're all connected. And so you really get a chance to do a ton of behind-the-scenes, off-the-record work, and that's where you start to build your own draft profiles as to what these teams are really thinking and you know, what they're likely to do and what they're – but why they're telling each other and telling the public what they're telling them.
All right, so when it comes to Cutler and Marshall, if Pace, I'm just trying to look at the scenarios here. One scenario is they're going to keep him, but they don't have to tell you that because it's possible that they're trying to explore a trade for him and they wanted to keep the value of the asset up. It's possible they're going to get rid of him, And if that's the case, they would obviously explore a trade before they would cut him. I just don't know what it's what you can learn other than the transaction posting of either Cutler or Marshall, of something actually happening. I'm not sure what good it does them to indicate one thing or another publicly.
Well, I mean, if they're committed to keeping him, it doesn't hurt to tell you. And it helps to, you know, set up needs and wants. And it probably doesn't hurt to get that message out to other teams because, you know, for instance, if they knew that Jay Cutler was going to be their quarterback this year, it's to their advantage to say that, because then if a Winston or a Mariota falls to 7, the phone starts ringing with trade possibilities. Now, that's just one scenario that pops into my mind. You know, Marshall's a little different. There's no real upside in saying much one way or the other. But even in trying to be vague, somebody's going to ask the question, well, we all know there was a meeting. How'd the meeting go? You know, and you can start to read into some of the answers. And then again, you know, what you really hope for is to get a little better off the record stuff out in the hall afterwards.
I know we've talked about this before, but listen to Mike Florio this morning on Station Hub. Do you think it would be easier for the Bears, given their personnel, to stick with the 4-3 for a year?
You know, Terry, I've been thinking a lot about that the last couple of days, and I would say yes. I think particularly when you realize what we're really talking about is a base 4-3.
Mm-hmm.
Because what Vic Fangio did in San Francisco is he was in and out of 30 and 40 fronts all the time. You know, the 49ers, as great as those linebackers were, there were more than a few occasions when they might have Alden Smith put a hand on the ground, or they might run Ahmad Brooks off the field and have four linemen up front. And so, you know, they were a base 3-4 team, but they were probably playing 4-3 20, 25, 30% of the time. You could be a base 4-3 team, still only play it 25, 30, 40% of the time, but start to adapt and adjust some of this personnel. You know, the problem with the idea of Willie Young and Jared Allen being outside rush backers in a 3-4, because they're not going to be 5 techniques, is that if that's their position, occasionally you've got to drop them into coverage. And I just don't see one of those guys dropping into coverage. So if you say, no, we're still a 4-3, and then, you know, you've got those two guys on the field on occasion, but from one snap to the next, you don't know if Allen is going to stand up and go wide or drop off the line, or if he's going to put a hand on the ground. Same thing with Young. You can do a lot of things that way. Mm-hmm. And you know, you really don't have – you have no 5 techniques, and you're trying to create a zero or a nose tackle out of Jeremiah Ratliff or Ego Ferguson. Now, the one thing I keep coming back to, Ratliff went to 4 straight Pro Bowls playing nose tackle in the Cowboys 3-4 defense. He's not the body type or the guy you look for, but he's obviously pretty good at it. So they do have that if they want to go to the 3-man line on occasion, but they just don't have anybody who's going to stand up on the shoulder of that tackle and you know, fill 2 gaps and sometimes absorb double teams.
And then you've got the linebacker issue that allows them – the scouts have to be having a field day here, because I'm sure the scouts have been given some marching orders one way or the other, right? I mean, would you think, Hub, that Pace would say – gather everybody together and say, look, I want full grades on everybody 3-4 and 4-3 with no decision made, with Vic Fangio not knowing? Or do you think it's easier to tailor some of the scouting right now if you're the Bears and say, here's what we're looking for and tell us when you find it?
Well, I think eventually to be as effective as possible to contend for Super Bowls with Vic Fangio, you want to be able to play as much 3-4 as you can. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they're going to be looking for players who fit that scheme better, regardless of what the base package is this year. The other thing, two other things to realize. Number one, there isn't a position on this team that you couldn't draft in the first round. You know, where is this team set where you'd say, if you use the 7th pick on it, it's a mistake? You're not going to take a tight end. That's about it. I mean, you know, if the best offensive tackle of the draft and a very good draft for tackles is there,
yep,
I got to take them.
Right.
You know, you're not going to take a running back that high, but I hope they'll seriously consider one of the top running backs in the draft with that second round pick. You need 2 starting safeties. We're talking about defensive linemen. So you know, you're going to scout everybody, but then you get to the second point. Remember what this is. This is not the ultimate decision on what kind of football player these guys are. The biggest advantage of the combine for NFL teams, for Ryan Pace, John Fox, their scouts, is the medicals and the interviews. It's getting to talk to these kids one-on-one in private, and start to get a sense for who they are, you know, what kind of character they have, what kind of football character and football aptitude, and most importantly, the medical evaluations. Because, I mean, how many times we come out of the combine and all of a sudden guys who were, you know, top 15 picks have started to slip because they found what they call, quote, a medical that they weren't aware of.
Right.
You know, a red flag goes up. You find a broken bone on Michael Crabtree's foot. That type of thing.
Yeah, but if you're the Bears, you draft that guy anyway. Because how many times have they, whether it's Gabe Kareemi or Chris Williams or these guys, and they say, well, I got a medical, but we're ignoring
it. You had to say that, didn't you?
Yeah, and you hope that the new regime will know better.
Okay.
Chris Williams, Gabe Kareemi, I mean, it's happened before. We know that. But again, the advantage is that you have the first chance to find that out, even if you failed at it in the past. Where you really better decide what kind of football guys these guys are is watching tape of them playing football, not seeing what they're going to do in the shuttle drill and the cones and all that. But then you also have the pro days. I mean, and then you have the ability to bring them in for private workouts. So I think the scouting aspect of it is more relevant when you get to the pro days and the workouts for the kids you bring in. This is about the interviewing. It's almost like any other job interview. It's about getting to know these guys. It's about checking the medicals, and you've already got the draft board's already been started. They've already got a list. You know, it's not like we're starting from scratch today, and this is where you start to adjust that board. This is where you start to find things as to, you know, do we move a guy up, do we move him down? And so it's really just the beginning of the process, and it's where you also start to, as we started this conversation, you get to start swapping lies with everybody else and start to try and figure out what the, you know, what everybody else's board is going to look like.
You know, is this wrong, Hub? Because I kind of had, we talked about this earlier in the show, that I sort of have this belief the Bears are fine with John Fox, that somehow, some way, the history suggests to me that he's going to do the right thing when it comes to drafting players. Now, I know not everybody's perfect at it, but why am I okay to believe that? And I know Ryan Pace and him will get together and they'll look at do all this stuff. But am I okay with that belief that, you know, with this guy, more so than a lot of guys that have coached before, I feel pretty good about this?
Yeah, I think you can. There was a really good piece, I think it was Adam. I think Adam Johns did it sometimes about his draft record, particularly drafting defensive players. And he's had very good success drafting defensive players high, both in Carolina and in Denver. Now, how much of that was, you know, Marty Herney in Carolina? How much of that was Matt Russell in Denver? How much of that was their ability to work together? Ryan Pace seems more than sharp enough to me to be aware of that and to be willing to listen to Fox's input. But your basic premise is correct. Yes, John Fox's teams historically have done very well drafting defensive players highly. They have not done as well drafting offensive players highly.
When we get back to what you said, you thought the thrust of tomorrow's press conference would be with Fox and Pace, that being the decisions of the future of the Bears, specifically those of Cutler and Marshall. When Ryan Pace was on this station, he said he is of the firm belief philosophically, that the team's best players must be their best leaders. Mm-hmm. Best players have to be the best leaders. So if, in fact, tomorrow, whatever the decisions may be, whether it's Cutler, Marshall, both of you get some indication of who's staying, I would like to know if he still believes that strongly when we've got very, very clear evidence that you've got two good, important players who are awful leaders. So I'm just wondering how he would be able to justify thinking both things.
Yeah, I have actually referred to that quote on a number of occasions because it was one of the, you know, stronger and few definitive statements that he really made in that early round of introductions, his press conference, and then again when John Fox was brought in. And so, yes, I think he absolutely will stick with that. I think the caveat is going to be you can lead by example. You can lead verbally. You can be a speech giver. You can go out and make plays. I think that you've got, again, two different stories here. Jay Cutler, his personality isn't going to change. He's not going to become the most vocal guy in the locker room. He's not going to be the guy everybody comes to. But if he starts playing the way he is capable of playing with his physical abilities, he can lead that way. The problem with Marshall is that while he can lead that way, he also tends to become the anti-leader when he opens his mouth. And so, you know, there you've got, to me, a very different situation. I think that the Pace can stay with that position and say that, you know, in the case of Cutler, lead by example and we'll be fine. But it's pretty tough to stay with that position and keep Brandon Marshall around. And so I think that is a great point. I think it's going to be interesting to watch.
Yeah, it's also, Hub, this is, you know, as much as Pace has also emphasized how much he loves the quarterback and quarterback-centric and all everything he was with New Orleans, and we know he loves Drew Brees. Good luck. I mean, I don't know what the hell you do. I don't know how you do it. I mean, I look at this, and I see some of these backups, and I see some of these reaches the teams make for these quarterbacks, and I just constantly say, oh, my God, these are smart people making such dumb decisions. I mean, I hope he doesn't panic with this thing, and I don't think he will. But, man, if you're looking to find that kind of guy, good luck.
Yeah, well, you know, we've had limited exposure so far, but I will say this. He does not strike me as the kind of guy who's going to panic. I think he's got a plan. I really do. And one of the things he said, you know, we had a couple meetings that were clearly off the record. You obviously have to respect that. But, you know, not that there was any great, you know, revelations that we're keeping from anybody. But one of the things he did say, and I can't remember if this is when we're off the record or not, but it's not a big thing, is he said, I asked him, I said, you know, how do you find a quarterback? You have to draft one in the top 10. You have to sign a big money free agent. And his answer was, he said, I'm a believer that that's a position where you just keep swinging at it.
Right.
You can do it all. You can draft one high. You can take one in the middle round. You can sign a couple free agents. You just keep bringing quarterbacks in until you find the right guy. And so, you know, my guess is that's where he's going to go. To me, the dilemma, because I couldn't agree more with Mike, with Mayock, I know he said this morning, I just am not a Marcus Mariota guy. I don't care where he goes. I mean, if he slips to their pick in the second round, I just don't think he's going to be a great NFL quarterback. Winston is the problem because I don't know what to make of the guy off the field. You can't ignore the character stuff. You can't ignore the problems. But he does have the physical traits, the franchise quarterback type tangibles that you're looking for.
Now, let somebody else make that mistake. That's not an issue.
Yeah, it might be. It looks like Lovey's guy. That's what everybody seems to think, Hub. That's Lovey's guy.
But here's the interesting thing. Mm-hmm. When anybody you talk to about Lovey, they will tell you that there's one rule you do not break. You do not mistreat women. That Lovey was always adamant about that there were a lot of things he would forgive. But he wouldn't forgive that.
Wow.
And now I realize that this has been investigated 3 or 4 times and never made charges brought. And you know, that's the reality of the situation. But she's already suing the school. She's going to – I shouldn't say she. I don't know the young woman's name. I'm sorry about that. But the young lady in question is suing the school and is clearly going to sue Winston the minute he gets drafted and has, you know, millions of dollars. And so that's got to be a huge distraction. And so if Lovey goes ahead and takes him anyway – that is in conflict with everything Lovey's done as an NFL head coach. And you know, if this guy starts to slip, this is where you got to ask yourself the question. Again, I'm with you. I don't really want any part of the guy from what I've seen. But he's the one guy in this draft who comes with that franchise quarterback label. Now, there's some other guys. I kind of like the Grayson kid from Colorado State. I'm intrigued by Hundley out of UCLA. And this is when you look at what we know Ryan has said, keep swinging at it, you know, keep trying to find one no matter where you find them. That may be more likely what they do. Bring Cutler back, maybe bring in a free agent who's a backup who could compete and draft one as well. My guess would be from what we've heard that may be what they're thinking.
Lastly, Hub, what do you think they're going to do relative to expectations? That we've heard them kind of all over the map on this about next year. Now, I have no problem with them. I know they kind of have to lie to fans, but if next year is going to be a reset, adjustment, transitional year where they're not as worried about winning every next game, that's cool with me. And if they can't say that, I understand too. But how do you think they're going to walk that line of making sure that they still give off this air of competitiveness under a new regime, while also trying to be smart about cap management of a very, very old roster? And you wrote a piece on this about just how unfortunately old their roster is, and making sure that they're doing everything they can do to win a Super Bowl and not just waste time trying to win the next game.
Well, I think they're going to talk about trying to compete every Sunday while they upgrade the talent. They can't hide from the fact that they're old and that they are a 5-11 football team, because that's what they are right now. And so, you know, they will avoid the kind of statement that Ted Phillips made. I think George may have said it too. We try and win the Super Bowl every year. You do try and win the Super Bowl. That's true. But you also have to be realistic about when you have a chance to do it and when you don't, you know?
Right.
And so they're not going to say we don't have a chance, but they're also not going to talk about trying to win Super Bowls. I think they're going to talk about being as competitive as they can every Sunday, winning as many games as they can while they develop talent. I think that's going to be the hallmark from Ryan Pace and everything we've heard so far. the conversation. He's always going to try and swing it towards, you know, drafting well, bringing in the best players we can, developing as much talent as we can. I think that's how they're going to hope to spin it.
Yes, we let you go, Hub. Thanks, as always. And that works for me, by the way. I don't give a rat's ass about the game. You start bringing in guys who can play, I'm good with that. I'll wait. I'm good with that if you can bring in guys who can actually play. I'm with you.
Well, I think we lost Hub.
I think we did.
That's okay.
It amazed him so he went into a coma.
I think he's fine. It was
well, wasn't that that wasn't such an amazing statement that we just blew his mind out in a cloud. No, that didn't happen. Is that what you're saying?
It
didn't
happen. You know what? I can't prove it's not the case, but then again, I also can't find Ernie Banks, so I don't know. We're bored.
You're in charge of it.
You have the score.
Lawrence Holmes here. Right now, you're listening to B&B. Coming up at 6, I'll be here with more of Chicago's hottest sports talk, so don't tune out.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. Some apologies are hollow and some are heartfelt, and some are delivered by Alex Rodriguez in his own handwriting. Do I know what to make of A-Rod penning in decent cursive his own words of apology to you, me, Major League Baseball, and the Yankees? Not really. See, I stopped caring about Alex Rodriguez when I realized he was lying back when he tested positive as a Texas Ranger. He wasn't young and stupid then. He's not young and stupid now. On the other hand, I'm not angered that he won't face the music or face the media at Yankee Stadium as the Yankees offered him to do. Look, if the Yankees really had some gusto or some lower intestinal fortitude, they would void his contract and go to court. Instead, they allow A-Rod to carry on the charade that he's really, really sorry, feels really, really badly, and he's just an asset that's overpaid, like so many other Yankees, for the next couple of years. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
CBS Friday.
I am a New York City cop who was asked to be the commissioner.
Blue Bloods is inspiring.
We'll do everything we can to find out who did this.
Daring.
Make a choice, right or wrong.
Riveting.
He killed a cop!
In my job, you need to prove it.
Moving.
Being the top cop comes with a lot of sacrifices.
See why millions of viewers spend Friday night with the Riggins.
I'm thankful for four generations of this family, safe and sound.
Blue Bloods, Friday, only CBS. CBS Wednesday.
In simple terms, we use behavioral science to hunt down monsters.
Find out why Criminal Minds is TV's number one suspense thriller.
He has two forms of expression, silence and rage.
The only thing more dangerous than a serial killer.
This guy is smart. We have to be smarter.
Are the people who catch them.
Now it's our turn to chase him.
The answer's in there somewhere. You just gotta find it.
Searching for bad boys. It's my specialty.
Criminal Minds, Wednesday, only CBS.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
CBS presents the stars of the new comedy, The Odd Couple, Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon.
I would like to clear something up. We're not a couple.
Do I cook our meals?
Well, yes, but...
Do I clean our apartment?
To clarify, I normally don't clean anything.
When you need comfort, do I not dry your tears?
It was one time, and I was having a really bad day.
By most metrics, we are a couple.
We're not a couple.
Except that we are.
Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon are The Odd Couple.
What do you want to do for dinner?
Let's stay in.
A new comedy Thursdays, only CBS. CBS Monday.
Surprise!
Spend some time with Mike and Molly.
Where you been all day?
Did your mother's...
I thought that was where fun went to die.
America's favorite couple.
A romantic little story about two people who meet in Chicago.
Aw, that's us.
Oh, God, no.
And there's more laughs.
You're like a boxer.
Because I want to punch you in the face?
Than ever before.
That's the world I want to live in.
Don't miss Mike and Molly.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
CBS Monday. CBS Thursday.
Prepare to weep at the glory of my genius.
When you're America's favorite geeks.
Yes!
That's big.
Paradigm shifting news, gentlemen.
When you're the number one comedy on television.
You used to it yet?
No.
Me neither.
That's big.
Does it get any better than this?
When you're having your biggest season ever.
My brain is better than everybody.
That's Big Bang.
Yeah!
The Big Bang Theory, Thursday, only CBS. CBS Tuesday.
You ready?
I'm good for a fight.
The network that brought you TV's number one drama, NCIS, takes you to the Big Easy.
My city, my way.
Now, New Orleans has its own NCIS.
This town really gets into your DNA.
Scott Bakula stars.
Are we gonna have some fun?
NCIS New Orleans, Tuesday, only CBS.
My name is Harold Finch. I built a machine of unrivaled power. The machine detects ordinary crimes before they happen.
You can call me Reese. In another life, I worked for the government, hunting down the world's most dangerous men. Now I stop bad things from happening to good people.
You've taken very good care of me.
My friend and I help people in trouble. Thank you for giving me my life back.
The world is better off with both of us in it.
The hit drama, Person of Interest, CBS Tuesday.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103. CBS Monday. Meet Caroline and Max.
You only live once, YOLO.
And you only live till the next time you say YOLO.
These two broke girls.
The cheap toothpaste we've been using is really diaper free. On the plus side, that rash cleared up on my gums.
Are TV's two best friends.
Why are you acting weird? Pets are not my thing. I already have something needy and fluffy that'll die if I don't take care of it. You.
And they're too funny to miss.
I said something today I never thought I'd say. Thank you.
Two Broke Girls, Monday, only CBS.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves are home at Allstate Arena this Saturday night at 7 and Sunday at 3. NFL Combine underway. Ryan Pace and John Fox will address the media tomorrow morning. And Mike Mayock, NFL analyst, breaks down Marcus Mariota's game.
He's 6'4", 215 pounds. He's got great feet. He's going to run 4.5, 4.55. All the individual components are available. However, can he put them together in a pro-style offense where he has to throw with anticipation, has to go through progressions?
The Bears do have the 7th pick in the first round in the upcoming draft. The Blackhawks host the Red Wings tomorrow. The Bulls are off until Friday when they play at Detroit. Amari Stoudemire is going to join the Dallas Mavericks. NBA trade deadline is this Thursday. Jason Giambi is retiring after a 20-year career, and Anthony Bosch, founder of Biogenesis, has been sentenced to 4 years in jail. Join the Scores Hub Arkish. Join the Scores Hub Arkish broadcasting.
What?
It's the Hub Arkish show. I didn't know he had a show. Join the Hub Arkish show. That's the Scores Hub Arkish.
It's a new variety show.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
It threw me out. I didn't know he had a show. A
little bit of everything. Nice. Magicians, musical acts.
Well, I have a threesome.
Yeah, that's how
Rick Camp's
that's how
up
it closes
for it.
Every night. Yeah, different.
Who's
threesomes.
The third? Who's in? Rick Hub.
Maybe
a pork sandwich.
Well,
what do you call it? Averitovich.
Yeah, that guy too. Averitovich. Mm-hmm. Well, so join the Scores Hub Arkish show. That's what it says. Broadcasting live from 12 to 4. Sunday from the Toyota Sports Corner at the 2015 Chicago Auto Show. Stop by and check out the full lineup of exciting new Toyotas.
Hello.
That's the Hub Arcus Show. It's the Hub Arcus Show. Be bold and check out the new Camry. It's brought to you by Toyota. Toyota, let's go places. I'm part of the Hub Arcus Show, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago. 670 The Score.
Are you the wacky sidekick?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
The Hub Arcus Show, or the band leader, perhaps.
I could be the band leader.
Mm-hmm.
Although our songs would be really long, though. He wouldn't like that.
And the Hub Arcus dancers.
Rick Camp.
And dancers. This scantily clad Rick Camp.
Oh, he's covered in barbecue, like pulled barbecue pork sandwiches. There's
nothing better than that.
That's all it is. And they come from real urban. That's why we love them. So where was I there?
Hello.
Hello. Chicago Sports Station.
This segment on The Score is brought to you by Panera Bread. Eat adventurously at Panera Bread with their new Asian-inspired broth bowls. Savor the soy miso broth in a lentil quinoa or soba noodle bowl, all under 410 calories. Now!
Look at you.
Stop by Panera to explore more.
Well, you got plenty of college basketball if you want it tonight.
Well, you know, this is my study time.
Okay.
You say that doubtfully. What are you studying?
You studying Texas at Oklahoma? You studying Michigan State at Michigan?
Yeah.
Wichita State at Southern Illinois?
Can I tell you something? The Big Ten is a really hard watch.
It is. Some of those teams are going to be in the tournament, though.
Yeah, Wisconsin is fine. It's fun. But after that, you tell me. And D'Angelo Russell from Ohio State's really a good player. But, I mean, when you start to watch a Big Ten game,
You want to stop.
Yeah, you sort of go, why did I do this? Why? And I mean...
It's a bunch of bubble teams.
Yeah, that's what they are. The Illini on the bubble. I'm told, on the bubble.
Well, I mean, you don't have
which
to
is
be...
better than they've been because they've been on nothing.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to be told it. I mean, just sort of look at where they are.
Well, you know, it's and they're fortunate see. Enough because of the league is bad. They're fortunate in that sense that this is, I cannot remember because it's been so good. I can't remember the last time the Big Ten was like this. I understand Wisconsin's good. I get it.
And you told me early in the year, Maryland, keep an eye on that Maryland. Yeah. Watch Maryland.
They suck, yeah. They be sucking. They suck. Do they suck? Yes. Yes, they do. And we had both sort of discussed Indiana at the start of the year, too. And with all the troubles and everything going on, it seemed like, unraveling. And that's what my basketball people told me, too. I received text to that, us unraveling. Well, they haven't.
Correct.
They haven't. So.
And wasn't Michigan in this year of Beeline supposed to be better?
Well, you lost a lot. Those teams are really good, though.
You know what?
I'm tired of the pipeline.
Yeah, stop saying you lost a lot. Not an excuse.
Where's your pipeline?
Next wave needs to be there.
Pipeline
every
dead.
Year.
Your pipeline dead. Yeah, I must admit, you know, I love Big Ten basketball, and but man, it takes a strong constitution to sit down and watch a Big Ten game because you're just sort of, you know, very few entertaining players. There's not a number, you know, at least when you look at the bottom. Wisconsin, like I said, fun.
And even like Teran Petway on Nebraska has not followed up on last year's campaign.
No, he's not.
When you thought he would be that exciting guy.
Yeah.
D'Angelo Russell, you're right. D'Angelo, he individually is worth tuning in for because watching him get rid of some of these shots with guys coming over to get him and the ball's just gone, you know.
Yeah, I think it's just a very difficult year, and it makes me sad that it's so difficult. It's been, I guess, because you've been spoiled in the last couple of years, it's been so good. I mean, the Michigan teams were terrific. The Ohio State teams were good. I mean, Wisconsin's been Wisconsin for a while now. So, I mean, it was really a nice brand of basketball. You added to it with Maryland, a traditionally decent program, I think. And that hasn't – and Iowa's a little better. And Purdue was sort of...
Iowa lost to Northwestern.
Yeah, I know. I know. I know. I know. And Michigan State, you keep waiting for something. Nothing's happening.
Usually this is when they start to come together.
They start turning on a little bit.
The difficult scheduling that Izzo always likes to put them through, and they start responding, and they play that physical kind of ball and a half-court game, and
No. What happened to them? Why is that? You talk about in the pipeline. Where's the pipeline on that?
I don't know.
I mean, I've never seen your pipeline so damn empty. Even though the record doesn't indicate that, if you've watched them, you don't come away saying, uh-huh, there's somebody to keep an eye on.
We have something very interesting coming up at 6 o'clock today.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Ostrowski and Nick Shepkowski broadcasting live from the Toyota Sports Corner at McCormick Place as part of the Chicago Auto Show.
Wow.
And you said before that you wanted to have the Oscar Mayer Wiener mobile and drive it into a pole.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's two of them for you, right? You just have to pick one.
No, I wouldn't run over. Producer Joe, hey. That's true. I would just like to drive one fast. But I know
it doesn't go fast.
I know. I want it fast, though.
No, I asked the driver when it was there and we were actually on it. I was asking all kinds of questions, and they wouldn't answer because
they
have to answer. Everything's got like a scripted, goofy hot dog pun answer that they can't get off script. I'm like, no, seriously, tell me what's the gas mileage? And they wouldn't say, and everything had a silly answer. I said, so you're really not going to answer any of these questions with any kind of truthful answer, are you? He said, no, we're not.
Oh, you're an annoying little bastard.
Well, I just want
to, seriously.
I said, how many miles per gallon do you get? And there was some silly answer. It's how many hot dogs to the something or say, I don't know, but it was.
Only you would ask how many miles you get on.
Well, my first thought, you look at the thing.
EPA representative.
I just wonder. Yes, I'm here representing the EPA.
Hey, come here, you little bastard. How many miles you get on this piece of crap? Let's go here.
I just wonder.
What?
I just thought, how many miles per gallon you get on a Wienermobile these days? I don't know how they're making them. I don't know how fuel efficient the Wienermobile is. The Boris and Bernstein Show. You've got the score.
The score is mobile. Connect on the go. Listen live. Comment on the guest. Show polls. 10 Seconds of Glory. The Audio Roadshow app. Chicago Sports on the go. With Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's sports station.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home? Then you need to call David Hochberg.
He's 6'4", 215 pounds. He's got great feet.
President of Townstone Financial. Meet John.
Hello, friend.
He is ecstatic, he called David after hearing him say, your mortgage rate is too high if it doesn't start with a 3. John was paying $2,500 per month on his 20-year fixed loan at 4.375% because he wanted to pay it off before he retired in 10 years. David's refinancing John into a 10-year fixed loan in the 3s. He's paying his mortgage off in 8 years. He's saving $60,000 in mortgage payments. John didn't call earlier because he thought David only helped people with challenging loans. Wrong. David enjoys originating easy loans like John's. He especially likes helping borrowers with decent, good, and outstanding credit lower their rate to save money or pay their mortgage off faster. If you have a loan that starts with a 4, call David now at 312-896-2111. Why call David instead of another lender? Because David's honest, knowledgeable, and trustworthy. He's helped thousands of Score listeners, and he'll help you. So call him now at 312-896-2111. Visit Townstone.com and follow him on Twitter at David Hochberg. Townstone Financials in Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, Florida, and Illinois. Mortgage licensee number 6629 and NMLS number 136639.
Time is running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day, and now you're 2 payments behind on your mortgage. You need real help, and you need it now. Not bankruptcy. That should be your last resort. Debt Relief Now is dedicated to helping families get out of debt while saving you money and stopping harassing collection calls. The consultation is free and the relief real. Call 800-402-5219. 800-402-5219.
CBS Friday, America's bosses are going back undercover.
Yeah, man, this is hard work.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
He gonna give me a home.
New bosses.
I believe in you.
New inspirational stories.
You changed my life so much.
You changed mine.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
These tears of joy right here.
Friday, only CBS.
CBS Tuesday.
My favorite TV shows are on Tuesdays.
America's favorite agents,
Tony DiNozzo, friend of the ladies,
are on the case.
Allow me to work my way from the horrific to the curious.
See why NCIS is TV's number one show.
I'm impressed.
Let's go.
Just because I make it look easy doesn't mean it is.
This is exciting stuff.
That's not nothing.
No, that's something.
NCIS, Tuesday, only CBS.
This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii 5-0 has, oh, so many.
Let's go, come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup?
You're my backup.
Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Jin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even...
Booyah.
Jerry.
We make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii 5-0, CBS Friday.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Polish. And at 545 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Boers and Bernstein, we go out to the auto show, the Toyota Corner, where we find our guys.
Hello.
Joe Ostrowski and Nick Shepkowski. Too many polls.
This thing
too
on?
Too little time. Hello.
Hello. Terry, I saw you at the restaurant on Sunday.
Where?
Mokina. Oh. I don't know if it's your spot and you want me to say where it is.
Oh, no, don't tell anybody where I go, because otherwise I'll be mobbed by angry people.
That's what I was thinking.
I do, you know, I do leave the house occasionally, not much during the winter. I'm too old. But this weekend I will be out most of the day, even though no matter how cold it is. But yes, occasionally I do get out of the house. Not very often, because people don't want me out.
No. Well, you were in the roped-off area. My wife pointed you out, and I didn't see you until you're walking out the door.
He has a roped-off area?
Yes. They put all the regulars by these big booths. There's three of them, and Terry was one of them.
Wow. It's a roped-off area. That,
you know
it's
what?
It's Mokina. I mean,
here's still the thing. And they have no idea about anything. They really don't. It's not like, oh, yeah, this, oh, Terry's here again. No, they really
yeah,
don't.
Is.
They just think I'm an annoying asswipe.
Well, I thought you were going to play the slots up there.
No, I'm not going to
it's
play
It's a restaurant slots. With slots. Yes.
No, I'm not.
It's my kind of place.
But that's not what you two are going to talk about tonight, is it? My odd and really not very interesting life. I'm not really very interesting. So you'll have to do better than that.
Oh, it's only like 2 segments we have planned for that. 7:30 to 8 o'clock or so is booked off for Terry's Velvet Ropes.
And members of Terry's Velvet
Watch
Ropes.
Be careful.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Anyway, what's up tonight? What are you doing?
We got nothing. The Vegas. You saw the Vegas over-unders out yesterday.
Yes.
Well, there's some props out on the players. Abreu homers, Rizzo homers, too, as well.
I can guess where those numbers are because they're always coming the same sort
Go ahead.
Of place.
I Abreu. 28.
35
and a half.
Is the over-under?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's an, I mean, just holy mathematically, crap. You take the under, even if you love him. That's too high.
That's one DL stint.
Right. Right. That's Rizzo, one pulled oblique.
Right. Wow. Rizzo's number?
26.
31 and a half.
Jeez.
Holy crap.
Power crap. Year.
Well, again, they know stuff about Chicago betting. They set these with a lot of history and a lot of metrics and tell them where they think they're going to make their money on it. So I don't know if they're going to just bet on angry optimists saying, wait a second, Rizzo's going to hit 50. I don't know how those props work.
Well, Chicago, I mean, whatever it is, Chicago people bet.
That's exactly what they did in football season two.
Yep.
That 8.5 stayed that way for the Bears, and that was easy money, according to everybody, and kind of saw how that one worked out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I was happy to learn that Jay Cutler did nothing wrong. It's not his fault.
Says who?
Your caller.
Oh, it's a caller to the Boers and Bernstein show.
Well, yeah, that's where I get my information for my hot takes.
Well, you know what that's worth.
Yeah. It's not your fault.
Yeah, I wouldn't. If that's the source of your actual sports information, I mean, you're in deep, deep
yeah,
trouble.
Yeah, that was a stunning. I forgot that guy even existed. He was done, and I was done with him. Okay. No, but Chicago people do bet, and they bet seriously. I mean, the Cubs, even when they're bad, not this year. I'm not talking about this year. You yeah. know, the odds go up, and 5 minutes later, they're 2-1.
Yeah, I was talking with a bookmaker last year. He said the Bulls, Cubs, and Bears always one of the top three teams bet on as far as mm-hmm. overs.
I don't know what
as
it is.
As far as overs, like fans react like, wait a second, you've disrespected my team with that number, and now I'm going to give you money by disagreeing with you.
That's what last year was before the season started. Everybody was mad. Oh, Vegas doesn't know what they're talking about with 8.5. Come on. Well, and that's the same reason the Cubs are, what, 12-1 or whatever it is in Vegas right now to win? No one thinks that they're the third or fourth favorite team in baseball to go hoist the World Series trophy. Why, you know, they're going to make money off of it.
So Vegas thinks Chicago sports fans are stupid.
Yes.
And they're right.
Do. Exactly.
They do.
That is real evidence that they can not just troll them for strong reactions, they can essentially set lines that troll them that pad their pockets.
They found a way to be profitable off of the
right.
entire thing.
Wow.
Exactly what Vegas has done. Wow. Figured it out for years. Well, the Cubs number was just about the same as Pecota, though.
Yeah, Pecota had him at, what, 83 wins?
82, I think. And it was 82.5 in Vegas.
Okay, 82.5. Well, you know what? You're right. You're so right about that Bears bet, because up until the time they started training camp, and then I began to lose hope as training camp went on and I saw how bad they were, you would have thought that was a gimme, that they wouldn't win 9 games. They'd have had to play 4 years to win 9 games.
Well, especially the way the thing ended.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah,
God.
Right now, just in comparison, the Cubs are 6-1 to win the NL, behind only the Nationals and the Dodgers. Wow. Better odds that they're giving you than the Cardinals, the Giants, the Pirates, some other teams that still seemingly are significantly better on paper.
Even if you think the Cubs didn't have a good year, that's still a silly.
Wow. Exactly. It's not worth the whatever money you're going to put down
on. But they know where the money is. They know where it comes in. All right, Joe Ostrowski and Nick Sheptowski are raring to go. Let's get out of their way. Quick thank yous
to Danny Ecker, Charlie Pierce, and Hub Arkish for joining us.
We thank our crack production staff, Mr. Matt Amaticola.
Adam Barnes-Harris will be here at 6.
Yeah, tell him bad.
Adam Harris takes the bottom, Barnes takes the top.
Well, we know that. That's the third in any threesome. I love Matt Amaticola, and I'm glad he's reunited with my guy, Chef Boyardee, the best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
Former Cub coach. Former Giant coach as well, Wendell Kim. Remember him? He was known as Waving Wendell when he was coaching at third base. He has passed away again, it appears, of natural causes.
Yeah, the last time somebody murdered him.
Right. Last time foul play, this time natural causes. Got it right this time.
Our interns, Tommy Guns, and the great Tony Fish. Thank you for listening, calling, emailing. Actually, we will do it all over again tomorrow. Joe and Nick standing by. Have a great night. We will talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
Feel the funk up. Have a good time.
Oscar Wilde when he said, every saint has a past, every sinner has a future. But also think Neil Young. The fork in the road, light a candle. Instead of cursing the darkness, let's light a candle for where we're going. This was fantastic for the world. We are better people for having been here. It was absolutely incredible. I'm inspired. I don't know when I'll ever sleep again.
The Scores Bears experts are live from the 2015 NFL Combine. Zach Zaidman, Dan Durkin, Paul Bargish, and Patrick Manley all reporting live and bringing you the latest on who the leading candidates are for the Bears pick in the upcoming draft. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. CBS Wednesday.
In simple terms, we use behavioral science to hunt down monsters.
Find out why Criminal Minds is TV's number one suspense thriller.
He has two forms of expression, silence and rage.
The only thing more dangerous than a serial killer.
This guy is smart. We have to be smarter.
Are the people who catch them.
Now it's our turn to chase him.
The answer's in there somewhere. You just gotta find it.
Searching for bad boys. It's my specialty.
Criminal Minds, Wednesday, only CBS.
CBS Monday.
Surprise!
Spend some time with Mike and Molly.
Where you been all day?
Did your mother's.
I thought that was where fun went to die.
America's favorite couple.
A romantic little story about two people who meet in Chicago.
Aw, that's us.
Oh, God, no.
And there's more laughs.
You're like a boxer.
Because I want to punch you in the face?
Than ever before.
That's the world I want to live in.
Don't miss Mike and Molly.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
CBS Monday.
My name is Harold Finch. I built a machine of unrivaled power. The machine detects ordinary crimes before they happen.
You can call me Reese. In another life, I worked for the government, hunting down the world's most dangerous men. Now I stop bad things from happening to good people.
You've taken very good care of me.
My friend and I help people in trouble.
Thank you for giving me my life back.
The world is better off with both of us in it.
The hit drama, Person of Interest, CBS Tuesday.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
CBS presents the stars of the new comedy, The Odd Couple. Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon.
I would like to clear something up. We're not a couple.
Do I cook our meals?
Well, yes, but...
Do I clean our apartment?
To clarify, I normally don't clean anything.
When you need comfort, do I not dry your tears?
It was one time, and I was having a really bad day.
By most metrics, we are a couple.
We're not a couple.
Except that we are.
Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon are The Odd Couple.
What do you want to do for dinner?
Let's stay in.
A new comedy, Thursdays, only CBS.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
CBS Friday.
I am a New York City cop who was asked to be the commissioner.
Blue Bloods is inspiring.
We'll do everything we can to find out who did this.
Daring.
Make a choice, right or wrong.
Riveting.
He killed the cop!
In my job, you need to prove it.
Moving.
Being the top cop comes with a lot of sacrifices.
See why millions of viewers spend Friday night with the Riggins.
I'm thankful for four generations of this family, safe and sound.
Blue Bloods, Friday, only CBS.
This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii Five-O has oh so many.
Let's go, come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup?
You're my backup.
Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Chin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even...
Booyah!
Jerry.
We make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii 5-0, CBS Friday.
A, B, C, D, A.
You might not think getting work done on your home or apartment would have any effect on the way your child grows up.
Now I know my ABCs. Next time, won't you sing with me?
But if it was built before 1978...
Spell Glacier.
Glacier.
Renovations can spread lead paint dust that can be harmful to kids.
Glacier.
That's why the EPA now requires that your contractor be lead safe certified.
The 10? The 5? Could it be? Touchdown!
In children 6 and under,
Madison Davis.
Lead paint can cause everything from loss of IQ and motor skills to behavior issues and severe learning disabilities. Disabilities that may not show up for years.
Deshaun Gaines.
Don't let lead paint take away your child's future before it even begins.
For